Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Mighty Electronic Box. I am your host, Johnny. We have a pretty full cast today. Joe and Brad joining me.
What's up?
Feels like it's been a while since we've all been here at the same time.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long road. Video games. There's not much news, so we're just going to hope that everyone's played loads of games. I've played like nothing, so this is gonna be a great episode.
It's gonna be a great episode.
Well, Brad, since you've played loads of games this week, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, let's talk about all them video games.
Get your list out.
Okay, I can't remember what I've actually played. I'm not gonna lie, I've watched a lot of Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yeah,
we'll probably get around to that in news, so I won't talk about it now. But I did play a couple of bits and pieces. I mean, yesterday I went back to good old trusty Grand Theft Auto.
Hell yeah!
Can't keep me away, motherfuckers. I'm gonna keep on coming back and keep on grinding out that Grand Theft Auto. In fact, last week, John, did I talk about Chaos Percent? Do you remember me mentioning that at all?
No.
That might have happened. I think that happened since we last recorded. I might be wrong, but I think that happened since we last recorded. But basically, yesterday, after taking about a week off or something, I went and did some streaming of my Grand Theft Auto's speedruns. I failed to complete a run again, as per usual. But what I did notice is there's actually a new world record in Vice City. Racktrot has finally been dethroned, and Moon Chili has got a new world record of 1 hour 30 minutes and 2 seconds, which has to be a bummer.
Damn.
So close to that sub 130, and yet so far. But yeah, up at the top of the leaderboards, it's getting really close now, with Racktrot at 130 and then 28 seconds, and then another good runner called Aces High has improved on his 131 and got into the 130 region as well. So all of those guys are getting pretty close to finally breaking that sub 130 barrier. They seem to be inevitably working their way towards. But if I didn't mention... I don't think I did mention last week Chaos Percent. So it must have been after we recorded, but basically so sometime over the last week, or maybe even longer ago than that, I took part in a somewhat special Grand Theft Auto Vice City race on Old Speedruns Live. Basically the Chaos Percent is a mod for Vice City, which basically edits the game's memory whilst it is running to do some really fucked up shit. So it has a couple of concepts. So basically, there are all these different effects that it can apply to the game. And the effects can be things like, I don't know, turning off gravity or making you get six wanted stars instantly and shit like that. And it has a selection of 3 permanent effects that are in effect constantly for the entire duration of the run. And then every, about 30 seconds or so, it picks 1 random additional effect and applies it for that 30 seconds, and then switches to a new effect and applies that. So it's constantly changing, constantly going crazy. And the last time they did a race of this Chaos Percent, it took them about 3 to 4 hours to beat the game, just any percent, you know, like what would normally take an hour and a half, took them three to four hours. So you can imagine that these kind of effects kind of fuck with you. And the reason we decided to do a race of that, we had about 5 or 6 people, I think, taking part, including the guy who made the mod. And the reason we decided to do it is he released a new version. And one of the things he had in the new version is, obviously, in the speedruns of Vice City, you do the Cone Crazy mission that I'm sure I've talked about before, which you use to just grind up loads of money. And he said that Cone Crazy wouldn't be very hard, and that he's, you know, added something to make it easier. What we realized after an hour of doing Cone Crazy is that the effect that he had added to make it easier didn't activate. So we were all just fucked. Because basically, so I'll explain what effects we ended up having. The first one was called Bounce Percent. And basically it meant that whenever you were in a car, the car bounced up and down constantly. Like, it just sort of, whilst you're driving along, it would be bouncing like it was on, on a bouncy castle.
Hydraulics. And,
yeah, kind of, but a bit more random. Like, there wasn't, it wasn't like there, it was bouncing up and down the straight. It would kind of bounce and rock from, like, side to side. So, like, sometimes you'd be driving along, and then, like, all of a sudden, a car would just explode because it had rolled onto its roof of its own accord entirely. Which is really fucked, especially when you consider Cone Crazy, you know, requires you to be really precise with your movements and not hit the cones. So when your car is bouncing around like a motherfucker, it makes it really hard not to knock the cones over. On top of that, we had Vampire Percent, which made it so that you slowly lost hit points during the day, and you got hit points back. You got like 5 hit points every time you killed someone. And then the third permanent effect was something really inconsequential. I can't remember what it was, and I've entirely forgotten. But these effects, obviously with the random ones coming in constantly, really fuck with you. And so there's things like, as I said, gravity would turn off randomly at times. One of them was called Rave Percent, and what it would do, it would teleport you, no matter what the fuck you were doing, it would teleport you to the Malibu Club and then start playing music and, like, make everything really, really dark outside. So, like, you'd be about to complete a round of Cone Crazy, and then all of a sudden you were in the fucking Malibu Club and had to go all the way back to start doing Cone Crazy again. The Vampire Percent meant basically every time it was daytime, you just had to go suicide so that the clock would fast forward to nighttime. And all in all, it was pretty funny. I did have to say I quite enjoyed it, and it was really stupid. Like, you'll be just going along, and all of a sudden you have 6 stars and tanks going everywhere and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. I think the zero gravity provided me the most amusement, because there were multiple times I was, like, bombing it along, and then gravity would just turn off, my car would start floating away, then gravity would turn back on, and then I'd fall in a river and die. But all in all, only one person out of everyone who was doing the race managed to finish, and it took them nearly 6 hours. Everyone else forfeit. I had to give up basically when so one of the missions, the first taxi mission, it was nearly unbeatable because the taxi is the bounciest car in the world, apparently. So Bounce Percent basically just mean every time you drove somewhere, like, the taxi would be like bouncing like a motherfucker and then would just roll over onto its roof. And I think I spent about 45 minutes to an hour just driving the taxi and having it roll over as soon as I got anywhere near my objective before I was like, fuck this, I'm done. And so I would say I had saved the recording of that, but sadly Twitch decided to delete it for me, so I don't have any record of ever, well, basically those 5 hours of my life. But yeah, that was a good experience, I suppose. Other than that,
That seems like a lot like that that stupid Dark Souls mod.
The random weapons one.
Yeah, like, just insert some random thing into this already sort of difficult task.
Yeah, exactly. Like, GTA Vice City has, like, really fucked physics anyway, and, like, all of the stuff in this mod was just like, how can we make this worse for you? Yeah. One of them is called Astral Projection, and it basically just means your body stops moving, but you keep moving. But then if you shoot, the bullets come from wherever your body is, not where the camera currently is. Kind of stuff like that. It was just stuff. And fun in a very masochistic kind of way.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's also cool that, like, people are still doing new things with a very old game.
Yeah, they've made a couple of other crazy mods. One of them is called the winter mod for GTA 3. I don't know if you've seen it. It basically just means all of the cars, like, they fucked the physics for everything. Everything's covered in snow, and all of the cars, as bad as the physics is in GTA 3, they made it worse. So, like, the braking distance is like 100 meters in pretty much every car. And in that game, you can't bail out of vehicles whilst they're still moving. So if your car catches fire and you need to stop and get out, you basically can't, because it just keeps sliding and you can never get out. They're working on Riot Percent as well for GTA 3, but I have no idea what that's going to involve. I think it's just like the pedestrians that is constantly either fighting or just like trying to jack you out of your vehicle and probably have weapons as well. So yeah, that's going to be crazy. Yeah, that's pretty much all I played. I probably played a bit more Rome 2, which I talked a lot about last week, but I didn't have too much more to add to that other than I've conquered a lot of Eastern Europe now. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sweet. So, Joseph, what have you been playing? Is your name Joseph?
No,
I can't remember.
It's actually not. Yeah, no, it's just Joe.
I'm going to call you Joseph anyway.
A better name. I'm actually really glad it's not Joseph. I don't know why.
Joseph.
Is that actually a name?
Yeah.
Really?
But that's like really weird. Like no one's called Joseph.
Yeah, that's fucking...
Unless you're Jewish.
That's just gay. Not being
that
Jewish.
That is just gay.
Yeah. But yeah, Joseph, that's a gay name. Anyway, what did I play? Well, this will probably come as no surprise, but I played a fair amount of Ninja Gaiden Sigma on the Vita.
And, hell yeah.
Yo, that game is pretty dope.
There's a Ninja Gaiden game on the Vita?
Yeah. Well, there's two actually, but there's only one worth playing. But yeah, that's pretty good. Can't really say much more than that. That's pretty fucking great. I forgot to mention it when I first got it, because I was just kind of floored. I was like, holy shit, this game is on a fucking handheld. But the only thing they really fucked up in is that they changed the bow controls to, like, the motion bullshit on it, which is really fucking dumb. It's dumb because the regular system worked fine. John, you've played Ninja Gaiden at least somewhat, haven't you?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay, well, for anyone that doesn't know, when you like fire the bow in first person, all you do is hold down the projectile button and move the analog stick, and like it transitions you into first person. And then you just move around the aiming as you would a gun in a shooter or something like that. Really straightforward. In the Vita version, in order to get into first person mode, you have to tap the touch screen, and then you can have it so it's controlled 100% by motion, like where you move the Vita around, which is fucking stupid. Because the regular system was fine, and B, because it's a handheld. Like, you're going to be using this on the move, like, you know, and having it be controlled by movement is kind of silly. But the other version that works a little bit better is you use both. Like, you can aim with the analog stick and with the motion controls. That definitely works a little bit better, but it's still fucking dumb. Like, it just, it takes you, I mean, once you get comfortable with it, you can line up a shot, like, in the original system in, like, a split second. You can get on target really, really fucking quickly. With this one, you get on target and, like, just the slightest movement of your hand, like, moves the fucking cursor just way, way further than it should. And, like, having you tap the touchscreen to ready, it's not that big of a deal. But, like, that as a complete replacement to the old system is just... It's really the only bad thing about the game. Otherwise, that is a pretty amazing version of that game to play on the move. The load times are a bit annoying here and there. Like, you can kind of be just trucking along, and all of a sudden you just get hit with, like, a mid-game loading pause, and it just goes, now loading. And that's kind of annoying, but it's, you know, understandable as it is running on a handheld, but still. But yeah, other than that, it's really cool. There's 25 new missions in total in mission mode. Most of them are just kind of fodder, but there is some pretty interesting ones where you have, like, you only have, like, the wooden sword and you get killed in one hit. And you have to find, like, there's some stuff in there that's pretty original. Like, there's the regular mission mode is fairly straightforward for the most part. And it's cool that they actually put in some, you know, deeper stuff in there, so it's pretty nice. The regular version of the game is for the most part exactly the same. They've given some like new items for buffs, one of which is fucking dumb. It gives you like just an insane damage boost, which kind of makes the game a little bit easier for the most part, because you do so much damage, it's crazy. Even on the highest mode, like the amount of damage you deal is insane. And if you have like if you're already pretty good at the game, like, it's, you know, it's just completely broken. But it's good fun. Other than that, I did play some other stuff on the Vita. I played Ollie quite a bit on the recommendation of John. That game is fucking great. I love that game. That game is really, really cool. It took me a while to get used to the controls.
Yeah.
I chalk that up to just, you know, probably too much time spent playing Tony Hawk games.
Yeah. Not really...
There's not many games, I don't think, scales that we should focus on learning. Like the thing in like skating and Tony Hawk is just like lining yourself up to the sort of level with the floor, whereas this is actually having to time a button press, which can be a bit crazy. And I kind of do two different button presses for like, grinds or just running a trick on the floor. But once you get it down, it's cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. Once you get used to it, it's fairly straightforward. But it's just got that really addictive feel of like, you know, just one more high score, one more high score. I want to beat this score. I want to get a new combo. And the level design's pretty awesome. I'm not that far through it. I think I'm on the second to last level of the second set of levels.
Yeah.
I'm not that far through it. I think I've gone like to the end of the list that I can see. And I think there's at least three more.
Yeah.
And like when you do all the goals for the regular mode, you get pro mode. When you do all the goals for the pro mode, you get rad mode, is it?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think it's rad mode. But yeah, like that stuff's really cool, and that's just a really, really cool game.
The implementation of the challenge stuff's really, really clever because it's like it lets you like there's some stuff you can like bail on and still get a challenge, which I think's all right. And like you don't have to do you don't have to do like a clean run of the whole level, and you don't have to do all the challenges in one run either, which is awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. I do like that game. It's the controls are fairly straightforward. Like the way like you. Like all the tricks pretty much are done with like the analog stick, and your grinds are done with like timing it as you go over the rail. And like I really like the perfect rail bonus, like the perfect landing bonus, like for the score junkies. That's a really cool
thing. Like that stuff is the sort of the difference between just being able to get through a level and then actually getting into the high score stuff.
Yeah, it is really cool. I really like that game.
And it's got a daily challenge, which is an awesome feature.
Oh yeah, it's
been in Spelunky as well.
I haven't really played with them much, but just that is a really cool game. And I can't remember the name of it. It's got a really weird name. Also a Vita game. I think it's called like TK something. I can't really remember the name of it. But it's a pretty interesting, it's quite a hard game to describe. It's kind of like a rhythm game. You play as a ship that looks not entirely unlike the ship from
Jump. Yeah, I think I saw this on the store and wasn't quite sure what it was.
Yeah, it's I bought it just because, you know, it looked like Geometry Wars, so I was like, oh my god, I'm going to buy this.
of course.
And played that, and it's pretty interesting. You start out on, you have like a grid. You can liken it to Guitar Hero's layout in a lot of ways, because you have a grid in the same way that you have like the five row of notes for Guitar Hero. And there's like enemies coming down each individual lane of the pathway that you have. And your ship, or whatever you want to call it, just like kind of circles the perimeter of it, but they're not always like a continuous mode. Like sometimes you'll have like a different shape. Some levels are just a straight line with a shitload of enemies, and you just have to move like back and forth along the perimeter and just fire bullets to hit all the things that come towards you. And it's fairly straightforward for the first few levels, but it doesn't take it very long to get pretty tricky. Like there's some pretty good level layouts. Like there's one in particular that's like a horseshoe, and it's really, really like it's tall, but like the curve at the bottom is very, very tight, so you have to be very careful like with the way you move around that part of the level and shoot the enemies. Like if they get towards the end of your barrier, for lack of a better word, then like you have to use a bomb to get them off you, otherwise you die, quote unquote. But yeah, that's a fun little game. Not really what I was expecting. Like the one big criticism I have mainly about the Vita store is like I don't think they do a very good job of telling you the kind of games that they have. Like that game in particular, I can't remember what it described it as, but you know, it didn't really give me any information. Like even after reading it and looking at all the images, I was like, what is this game? Like what am I going to be doing? It'd be really cool if they could just give you like a quick gameplay video of like 30 seconds just to show you at least what the game looks like. Because there's quite a few games on Vita that I've been tempted to buy, but because I don't really know what they're going to be like until I buy them, and hardly any games on the Vita have demos, it's kind of frustrating, but that's a pretty cool game. And this probably comes as no surprise either, but I played Resident Evil 4 that came out on Steam. the HD.
No way.
The ultimate HD edition.
Yeah.
The ultimate edition.
Is that actually Ultra called HD? That?
It's called the HD Ultimate Edition or something like that. It's kind of stealing.
Oh, I thought it was called the HD Edition. That would have been pretty awesome.
It is pretty. I think it should be. That game is still really good.
Yes.
There's not much more that can be said about that. I had a similar feeling when I played it on 360 last year when they, you know, when they released the HD edition, not just the HD HD edition.
Oh, right.
But yeah, like even playing that game now, I don't feel like I'm playing a 10-year-old game almost. Mm. Like it's amazing how well that game like holds up for the most part. Like there's obviously little bits in it that are a bit dated, but for the like the core gameplay in that game is just still some of the best for that genre. But it looks kind of weird on the PC. They've made it look too good. Like the
oh no.
Like in game it looks really cool, but like it's there's some really weird stuff in it. Like when you go into the item screen and you look at all the you know how you have your items like in the grid when you just go into your item screen. Like because they've made it look so good and they've like cleaned up all the textures like just incredibly well. Everything looks really blocky. Like it looks really, really fucking blocky. That's like the only downside to it. Like some of the stuff, like some stuff in game, like the stuff that they haven't like touched up as well as other stuff, it looks really fucking blocky because it's so HD-ish. And like, you know, it looks better, you know, from a purely like technical standpoint.
Yeah.
But you know, you can kind of see where like they could have, you know, they obviously could have like fuzzied a bit of the edges with the grimier textures and shit. To cover some of those, you know, sharp edges. Like grenades look fucking weird. it looks like you could impale somebody with a grenade. Like the bottom of the grenades just look like they just look like weird knives. Like they're so weird. But yeah, that game is really cool. It has like full controller support and all that good stuff. What I really like is that it actually defaults to the old school control system, because I don't think the 360 version did. Like where you aim and shoot with a face button, how you did on the GameCube. Aim is, I think aim's right trigger, shoot is A or X. I can never remember that. I don't know why. And like the knife is assigned to the left trigger, where I think in the newer version, well, the older version now, they did it like the triggers were shoot and you just held a separate trigger to knife. And that's probably just a thing that I like because I played that game so much. But I think it's cool that they kind of, you know, default to the old system first. It's pretty sweet. I haven't actually looked if the new system's in there or not because I'll never use it. But yeah, that game's pretty damn good. You know, yeah. Not going to lie. And it's cool that like, because I think the original PC port of that game was kind of fucked. For the most part, from what I hear, it wasn't a very good PC port. Like that was back when, you know, PC ports weren't, you know, what they are now for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to like finally have, you know, a PC worthy, quote unquote, for lack of a better phrase, version of that game. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I played anything else.
I should probably go back and play that game because it's been ages.
It's been, yeah, and it's not that, I think it's like, I pre-purchased it, so I think I saved a bit of money. I bought that game, like, on the 1st of February. As soon as I saw it, I was like, holy shit, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like 15 quid.
Yeah, so I just saw it on the store, which is, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I played it on the PS2.
Yeah, I think the PS2 is easily the worst version.
Yeah.
It's,
I didn't have, like, a GameCube or anything, so.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, I still enjoyed it. But,
oh yeah, I mean it's still a great game. It's just like it's far more polished on the GameCube. Like, well, for back then, you know. Now you obviously want to play one of the HD versions. Mm. But yeah, that game is still really, really cool.
Cool.
And the merchant is still dope.
Merchant will always be dope.
Love that merchant, don't you?
The merchant is amazing. That was one of the main problems with Resident Evil 5. That the merchant was not in it.
Yeah,
that was bullshit.
anything else?
I'm trying to think, because I think I did play something else, but I can't remember what it was.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I remember, actually. I just saw it on my desk. I actually played quite a bit of Modern Warfare 3 this past couple of weeks. Not multiplayer, but played it.
It's about to go mental.
No, I just played the like single player, some Spec Ops stuff, and it's fun.
Is the story in that game?
Yeah.
Anything?
You're a dude, and you shoot dudes in the face. Occasionally you stab dudes in the face.
Huh. Is there any closure to anything?
I didn't play it all the way through, but I can remember the ending. It does wrap things up quite nicely. Like it's
Yeah, that's what I heard. It does get
a bit kind of like big for its boots in certain areas, one area in particular. But yeah, like for the most part it does wrap things up nicely. You're not left like, oh man, I can't wait for another one of those games. But a Modern Warfare game, I mean. like story wise. But yeah, he wraps things up nice. And the one main thing I really loved about Modern Warfare 3 was the just the solo survival mode in Spec Ops. I just found that really, really fun. I really liked like the map stuff in that, like breaking down the maps and figuring out like the best place to hold up, like the strategy stuff for that was quite interesting. It made it, I think that made it far more than just I'm gonna shoot all of these dudes in the face.
Yeah,
like there's a fair amount of strategy once you get into the like the really late waves of the solo survival, and that stuff is right up my alley.
Yeah,
so I do like that.
I think Spec Ops is like my favorite thing about Modern Warfare 2.
I think Modern Warfare 2 has the best Spec Ops missions by far.
Yeah.
It's just I really miss the survival whenever I go back and like, well, if I ever go back and play Modern Warfare 2 Spec Ops.
Yeah.
Like, I really miss having that survival mode. I really do love that. But yeah, that game is still fun. It's easy to hate on Call of Duty, but like having quite a lot of time away from it, just going back to it, like just the playability of it and just how well it plays, those games are ridiculously popular for a reason. They are very not bad. They're pretty damn good.
Very not bad.
Yeah.
Put
that on the back of the box. But yeah, shooting dudes in the face. Still pretty fun. pretty fun.
It can't be.
Never.
Hitting dudes in the face with a hammer. That's also pretty interesting. That was my amazing segue into me talking about playing DayZ. So yeah, that was it for you, wasn't it, Joe?
Oh yeah, yeah. I haven't played anything.
Yeah.
Else.
No. Sweet. No. So as you might know if you listened to last week's episode, I thought I was gonna have a PC this weekend.
Hey John.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
You can indeed.
Did you buy a cat?
Did I buy a cat? I'm not. No.
Okay, but did you put a PC?
Yeah, totally, yeah. So I got everything on Monday. I thought I was going to get everything on Saturday. So it's actually probably lucky that we recorded this today as opposed to yesterday, because I was like in the middle of building it at about 8 o'clock.
Do you still have your laptop, or did you just like throw it in a microwave?
Yeah, yeah, laptop's still there. Okay. I mean, it's useful when I'm like in bed and I've just got it, you know. But yeah,
how's the hamster?
The hamster is.
Is he enjoying the break?
Yeah, he's having some rest.
Die.
So yeah, built like.
Do you think there's any listeners that like still get that joke?
Anyone get that joke?
Yeah, it took me a while to click on. So probably not. But
you know, that gives me an idea for a T-shirt for this podcast. If we ever have a logo that somehow conveys a box with electricity, we could have like a hamster in a wheel.
The hamster powering the box.
It. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Someone make that.
Right. So yes, I gave the hamster a rest. I built a PC yesterday with relatively little trouble. I was sort of using Tested's, one of Tested's many videos of them building a PC.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I used.
I think it's probably the latest one. And also like an article from PC Pro, which actually sort of was a bit more useful than the video because you can read it at your own pace.
Yeah.
And it like, there was a couple of times in the video I was watching where it was just like, oh, now we've done this. And it was like, it didn't actually show you what they'd done. They just had done it and the camera angle wasn't very good. So yeah, I ended up using that article a bit more than the video itself, but it went off with pretty much without a hitch. I think my first panic was when I like had it all assembled and was like, right, okay, the moment of truth, like clicked the power button and nothing happened, and I was like, well, fuck.
Plug it in.
Yeah, I hadn't done the connector for the power switch onto the motherboard.
Oh,
properly or something, because right. Like I don't know what I'd actually done, because I just unplugged like all the connectors, because like obviously the lights for the power switch and all that stuff, I just unplugged it all and then plugged it back in, and it yeah, then that worked. Then god, what else happened? The monitor wouldn't work, then it worked.
Okay.
And then this morning I like booted it up just to like get stuff sorted before I want it to work, so I could just come back and use it when I got back, and loaded up
DayZ just to like see if everything was working, and the frame rate was like, it was like getting to like seconds per frame territory, crazy. And I was like, okay, well that's not intended performance. And then like I think,
did you forget the graphics card?
I just left it out. No, I just.
I wonder what this is for.
Well, I was confused because like, I thought like, right, okay, so is it just, like the graphics card just not working at all, and it's just running off like the integrated graphics, but like the monitor is plugged into the graphics card, so
it wouldn't run off the
head. Yeah, and I just ended up downloading like the newest drivers or something for the card, and it worked. So
had you updated them at all?
No.
Did you use the ones in the box?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never used the ones in the box.
Yeah. it seems to all work now. I've not really had any issues since this morning. When I had that graphics card thing, but
good stuff.
Yeah. It's awesome having a PC and being able to play like everything in my Steam library as opposed to like a quarter of it. Although I do now have the thing where I'm just like looking at like a list of games and like spending more time looking at them thinking, oh, what should I play, than like actually playing stuff.
Yep. Welcome to mine.
But yeah, so I played some DayZ because I have been observing that game from a distance for quite a long time and really have wanted to play it for quite a long time as well, and played a couple of hours or so. My first character, let's see. Like, I ran around for like 20 minutes before I went to work just to see if it worked and stuff. And I picked up a crowbar and a motorbike helmet and some yellow, like, electrician gloves and ran around for a while and didn't really see anyone. Saw actually quite a few zombies compared to, like, the stuff I've watched. Like, a lot of the stuff I've watched that game is, like, people running around for, like, half an hour and not seeing anyone. But, like, there was quite a few zombies and stuff hanging around. Not any like massive hordes of them or anything, but a few individual ones dotted around. So I didn't really do anything. Then I logged on after work. Was roaming around and like I went to like jump off some stairs just to like I'd ran up to see if there's any loot in like a barn or something. I was like, oh fuck, I'll just jump down.
Did you break your legs?
I broke my legs. and I was crawling for about 10 minutes, and then I just thought, well, fuck this shit. Start a new character. It took me quite a while to actually figure out how to do a new character, and I'm not sure whether there's actually a way of just, like, pressing a button, going, like, new character. Like, the way I sort of fudged it was starting a game on a hardcore server where you're not allowed to, like, bring in a previous character, I don't think, or something like that. Right.
I feel like you can. Well, at least in the armor mod, obviously you're playing standalone.
I wonder if it's because I'd started that character on a standard, so like standard game mode server, and then tried to bring them in hardcore. That's maybe why it just wiped that character, because like the character was still alive when I logged off, and then I went into a hardcore server and it just made a new character. So I don't know. I don't know what happened, but anyway, So this other character, I ran around for a while, picked up a hammer, ate a rotten orange and then a rotten banana.
How did that go for you?
I haven't felt the effects yet. I don't know if I'm suddenly going to become ill, but I seem to be doing all right. And I ran into like a player who looked like he'd pretty much just started because he had absolutely no gear on him, like even less than me, and I had pretty much nothing on me. And we stood and looked at each other for like 20 seconds, I pressed the wave button. He just sort of stood there with his fists up and then just like walked up to me and punched me in the face, and then I beat him to death with a hammer. Because hammers are better than fists, obviously. And then he didn't actually have anything on him, so I couldn't take anything off him, but then I decided.
Don't bring your fist or a hammer fight, dude.
Well, yeah, pretty much. That's the thing to learn here.
So a hammer fight.
Yeah, so then I decided walking on the road probably wasn't a good idea, so I'm currently like just running through the forest a bit, trying to find some better gear, because it looks like the stuff in the starting areas is minimal, like mostly like melee weapons and like sort of rotten food and stuff. I think, like, as you go further inland into, like, the island, there's better stuff. There's, like, the military airport somewhere, which has, like, guns and shit and probably bad dudes hanging around, but, you know, I may as well find those dudes and have them horribly murder me. Yeah, so that game seems interesting, but very unfinished at the minute. Like, it runs fine and everything, and it's not particularly, like, broken. It's just, like, it's quite barren, I guess. There's not much going on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've only played the mod, but I remember speaking... Well, no, I spoke to my cousin, I think it was after the Giant Bomb stream where they played it. And I genuinely thought they were still playing the mod when I was watching them play the standalone, because it's, like, not even any different at this point, really.
Yeah.
And I kind of the same thing.
I mean, there's a few differences, but yeah, for the most part, it's quite similar. Like,
they made the UI, like, the inventory a bit better, right?
Yeah, yeah. The inventory seems
slightly less armor, but it's still less armor.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Like, I played an hour or so of them, like, the mod, and it was just impenetrable. And, like, for someone who'd never played Army before, just, like, getting used to, like, the menu stuff, it's sort of crazy. DayZ seems a little more accessible in that sense. But yeah, it's interesting. I definitely want to play some more of it just to see if there's anything going on. Like, I try to just join, like, the most populated servers just to see dudes, but obviously it's a massive area and there's, like, 40 people per server, so even running into a guy is fairly, you know, uncommon. I also played the second episode of The Wolf Among Us, Telltale's adventure game. That series continues to be really interesting. Like, it's funny, like, the Telltale do, like, grim pretty well, which is probably not something you'd associate with them, like, before sort of The Walking Dead and The Wolf Among Us. Like, the previous is, like, Jurassic Park and, like, Sam and Max and stuff. Like, they're not really known for, like, gritty sort of grim stuff. And, like, The Wolf Among Us isn't sort of, you know, more seedy, I guess. Like, there's some bad stuff going down in Fable Town, as it's known. But yeah, it's really interesting. Like, the voice acting across the board is awesome. The dude who did Lee's voice in The Walking Dead made a cameo in the episode I just played. Maybe not a cameo. I think he's actually a recurring character, which is awesome. And I sort of vaguely guessed it was him and then looked it up. But he did, yeah, he's not just doing Lee again. He actually plays a pretty interesting character. It's pretty hard to talk about Telltale games unless someone else has played them, because the main attraction is obviously the story. Like, it's still got this sort of action-y bits, and they're okay. They do sort of break up the, like, walk over here, like, look around a room, pick up some items and talk. Like, it does help to sort of, break up that sort of stuff. I just wish they were a little better. It's not really helped by the inevitable Telltale performance issues, but, it's not really much you can do about that. So play that if you haven't already and you like Telltale games, because that's awesome. I don't think I played anything else. I just want to get back into DayZ and see how crazy that game is.
You're quite into DayZ then?
Yeah, like, I mean, for having, like, pretty much never played it, yes. I also want to play some Kerbal Space Program, because that game seems pretty dumb. And, like, it, like, sort of frustrated me watching Vinny play that game a lot on Giant Bomb, where he's just building the most ridiculous rockets in existence and expecting them to fly. Like, I sort of want to fly the moon in that game, so I'm probably going to play that. But yeah, that's about it for games. I am going to get a drink and then we'll get into news. So,
all right. Sounds good.
Indeed. All right. I'll be 2 seconds.
Cool. Joe.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. Final rounds next week.
What's final round?
Fighting game tournament in Atlanta that I'm going to. I can't believe how quick that's come round.
You're going to Atlanta?
Yep.
Blimey.
It's going to be sweet.
Are you going on your own, or are you going with peeps?
There is one guy from the UK that might be going, but yeah. I highly doubt he's going to be able to get it sorted in the next week.
Mm.
And even if he does, it's going to cost him an arm and a leg, so...
Mm.
But yeah, I'm traveling down on my own, but meeting up with quite a few people there straight away. There's like a community run tournament Thursday night, but I'll be playing in that as well. So nice. Yeah, get some good practice games in before I head down.
Yeah, cool.
Hoping to rep my zombie pretty well.
I think people from my uni are planning on going back to Valencia this year for DreamHack.
Cool.
But I don't think I'm going to be able to go, unfortunately, because I've applied to a bunch of internships,
yeah.
And because I won't know if I have one or not, I can't, you know, buy plane tickets when it might be, you know, in the middle of my potential internship. So,
Where have you applied for?
I have sent applications to 3 places so far. I sent one to Frontier, the guys that made most recently... Zoo Tycoon on the Xbox One. They also made, they're making Elite Dangerous, you know, that space thing that was kickstarted. They've done like Roller Coaster Tycoons and they did Connectimals on the Xbox. I sent one to, Criterion/Ghosts because I managed to persuade them. I don't know if you were there when I mentioned I managed to persuade them to come do a talk at, Imperial. They did like a, you know, sort of what it's like to work as a graduate at EA talk, which was kind of cool. And I've also most recently sent one to JGEX, you know, the guys that make RuneScape.
Yeah.
They've got a summer internship working on some tech for RuneScape. They got a couple of projects going, which seem interesting. So yeah, hopefully we can get one of those. That would be pretty sweet.
Do you have any idea when you'll know, or...?
I'm going to hear back from Frontier this month. EA was more of a prospective...
Yeah.
Speculative, that's what I was looking for. What is it? Perspective? A speculative application, I don't know if I'll hear back from them. And the JGEX one, I believe they said it closes at the end of this month, but there's not really like a firm date on it, so I probably won't know if I've got interviews until late this month/next month.
You're in your second year at uni, right?
Yeah, second year. Next year, I do a 6-month placement as part of my course.
Yeah.
Assuming I get onto the master's rather than the bachelor's degree. Is that not? Oh, okay. Oh man, it's not even that long until what's it called? E3 anymore.
No, it isn't.
I'm thinking about that. Because, yeah, E3 is going to be kind of. I don't know. Hopefully, some games.
It should
games
be a good year this year. Yeah, it should be a really good year.
For games?
Yeah. It'd be nice. Don't want to hear about no fucking TV shit.
Yeah, right.
Yo, dudes.
Word.
Is everyone ready to?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay. Okie doke. I'll just do a gap and we'll proceed. Right, on to news. Like last week, there isn't really that much going on, unfortunately.
No.
It seems like it's been like that for like ever. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Apart from E3 last year, like,
yeah, it's been, yeah,
when the new console stuff happened, that was pretty exciting. But I mean, yeah. I was just, me and Joe were just chatting about E3 this year. We were thinking hopefully it'll be a good year for, you know, games getting announced. Yeah. Otherwise, we're not gonna have a lot to look forward to in the near future.
No, it's, yeah, that would suck.
Neither of the new consoles are really, you know, for me at least, like screaming, "Yo, buy me, motherfucker." Yeah, yeah.
No.
Like, Infamous is like the only thing.
I do really want to play that. Yeah, so. I really want to play Infamous, but it's that's going to be like £400 to play that.
Yeah,
and I just want to wait. I want to wait for the slim version.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. So what little news there is?
Oh shit! I've got news. Can I start?
Yes, you can. Remember
talking about having no legitimate reason to buy new consoles. I have, like, the dumbest reason to want to buy a PS4 right now. Mm. I don't know if you guys saw on Giant Bomb, they released the new trailer for N++.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. I fucking loved the shit out of the N game. Like,
that game is awesome.
Yeah, that game was, like, the best platformer on Xbox before Super Meat Boy, without a shadow of a doubt, in my opinion. And, yeah, they're doing a new N game. It looks super, super slick. Like, they've gone even more minimalistic with the art design. There's new enemy types. I don't know what else is in there, but it's just more endgame, and I'm pretty stoked for that. The trailer has pretty decent music as well, I think. You can find it if you just Google. I think their website is like N++ in words, not obviously the plus .org. So I think if you go there, you can find more information. But that is a PS4 exclusive.
Hmm.
At least when it comes out. So yeah. I really don't want to have to buy a PS4 just for that. But hell, I want that game. Bad. That was my answer.
Cool. Yeah, like, I didn't play that much of N+. I played a bunch of the Flash game, though, and yeah.
N+ on Xbox was goddamn fantastic. It had co-op and everything. The co-op missions were probably somehow even harder than the main game. But that game was freaking sweet.
Yeah, there's a pretty entertaining video on Games part of Daniel Dwyer playing a bunch of N+.
Oh, really? Shit, I might need to. Yeah, I love Danny.
Yeah. So in other news, Dean Hall, or Dean Rocket Hall, as some people know him from Bohemia, is leaving the company at the end of the year. He's probably most famous for sort of leading the team behind DayZ.
Is he working on Standalone? Like, didn't he I don't know whether it's any other dudes from Bohemia, but he went to go do their thing with the DayZ Standalone, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's he going?
So he is apparently going back to, he's from New Zealand, and he's going back there. He's leaving Bohemia altogether, so I'm not really sure, maybe starting his own studio.
Also, he's not taking DayZ with him.
DayZ is gonna remain a Bohemia thing. They are apparently doubling the size of the studio. Because at the minute it's a fairly small team.
Yeah, not many people, like less than 10.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a studio really. It's sort of a break off from.
Yes,
from
it's Bohemia. Like some dudes in the room next door to the people making armor.
Yeah. So yeah, that's sort of. I don't worry for DayZ, but it is sort of sad to see the sort of figurehead guy go. But yeah, good luck to him in whatever he decides to do. I think he like climbed Everest or something like a couple of months ago.
Yeah, he took like a few weeks off to go do that.
Yeah, I wish I could climb Everest. Yeah, so that's happening. DayZ will obviously continue. But yeah, that dude's probably going to be gone by the end of 2014. The Swapper and Fez are both coming to PS3, PS4, and PS Vita in the near future.
What's the Swapper?
It looks fairly interesting, like indie puzzle platformer thing with like sort of handmade, like sort of like stop motiony like aesthetic, but it's obviously like a, you know, a game. But like the like all the environments look all like handmade and stuff. And I think actually they are handmade.
It's like you have a torch, and where you point the torch, you can create clones of yourself, and then you can also bounce between the clones.
Yeah, cool. Apparently it has like a really interesting story as well.
Yeah, I got it in the most recent Humble Indie Bundle, along with like, well, Fez was in that, Antichamber was in that, so I got like spare keys for those. But I also got Guacamelee Dust, which I don't know if you saw my post in the thread, Joe.
Yeah, I did.
I own Dust now, so at some point I will play Dust. And it also
that's a good choice.
Had Monaco in there as well, which I'm quite excited to play.
Yeah.
Guacamelee is it's awesome.
Yeah.
As is Dust, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, apparently, in other news, Dust has just passed a million sales after cool. the Humble Bundle came out.
$1 million.
Yes. Well, probably more than that, actually. Yeah.
That's a game that I wish I could play for the first time again. Really.
Yeah, that game is super awesome.
Your first time through it is like, I mean, like your multiple playthroughs, obviously you benefit from knowing more about the game, but like just the first time going through it and, you know, knowing nothing and being able to explore everywhere and find all the shit, it's awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. Brad, do you want to talk a bit about this Xbox Twitch stuff?
Yeah, sure. I don't have the article open at the moment, but I do remember it. So I'm sure you guys remember when both the consoles were announced, there was the whole thing about one of them had Ustream, one of them had Twitch. Ustream's shit. So then the other one got Twitch. I can't remember which order it was, ended up in, but basically it was the end of it.
I believe PS4 had Ustream.
Yeah, and then ironically, somehow PS4 launched with actual streaming before Xbox did. Because at the moment on Xbox, all you can do is watch live streams and get shitty achievements for it. like one for watching it for 24 hours straight or something stupid like that. Or anyway, ignoring the offensiveness of the achievements of the Twitch app on Xbox. Basically, the Xbox app didn't actually have proper live streaming, and basically, to make sure that it arrives before Titanfall, they've been pushing for it to come out on the Xbox, and it's been confirmed that it will be coming. You will be able to stream directly from your Xbox to Twitch soon. But what's more interesting is that it's actually going to be arguably better than the PS4 service, because they're going to, first of all, allow 720p streaming. The PS4 one, the resolution and bitrate is locked. I don't believe you can change it at all. I don't know whether it scales to your internet connection or it's just always fixed. But as far as I can tell, it's about like 540p or something weird like that. I really can't remember what the actual resolution and quality is on that. It kind of looks shitty, to be honest, from the few times that I've actually watched live streams from a PS4 on Twitch. But the Xbox app's going to have 720p. Which is a nice one up. And additionally, it's going to allow archiving, which is the more interesting part, because for some really, really odd reason, if you stream directly from your PS4, even if you have manually turned on the archiving option on Twitch, which is an option that isn't by default turned on, but even if you have, it will not save any archives of your recordings directly from your PS4. And no one's been sure whether that was a Sony mandate or a Twitch mandate. I don't know if they've ever said. Do you guys know?
No idea.
I've got no idea.
Yeah, I don't believe they've said anything. I could very well be wrong about that. But considering Microsoft have now come out and been like, yeah, you can save your archives with our app, I have to imagine it's a Sony thing, which is like, why? Why do they care?
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird. But yeah, it's neat that it's finally coming to. And I'm sure loads of people will be doing it with Titanfall coming out in the future.
Cool. I didn't really know anything about that stuff. But yeah. Like that, I wonder like how sort of successful that streaming stuff has been on the PS4. Like, has someone like taken off of some, you know, streaming personality because of the PS4 stuff, or is it just?
I don't know, because there's like, a lot like of restrictions on the way you can do it from the PS4 as well. Like, you have to use a really ugly overlay if you want to put a webcam in it. Like, that blocks out loads of the screen for no real reason whatsoever and shows Twitch chat. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, like, my fear with like the Twitch stuff was, like, it just becoming, like, saturated to the point of just, like, it just being ridiculous. Like, if everyone has access to
kind of like how YouTube's gotten.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I suppose that market's already saturated enough. Probably wouldn't notice the difference. There is a new Batman game coming from Rocksteady, who are the dudes who did Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. So, Joe, you being the resident Batman.
Do you love me some Batman?
Dude.
Joe is the resident Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Do I get a car?
No.
Do I get money?
Nope.
That sucks.
You get
just being cut.
Motorbike.
Nah, yeah. I'll take that. They had a trailer, and the trailer was, you know, all CG and, you know, nothing about the game, as is the norm. The trailer was kind of pointless. But it's, I think we all have a pretty good idea what that game's going to be like. I imagine you'll punch dudes in the face, you'll kick dudes in the face, you beat dudes up. In the face. It'll probably be open world, hopefully in a good way this time.
In the face.
Hopefully this time it won't have a billion and one collectibles that are completely fucking pointless and kind of spoil the campaign. Hopefully the campaign will be better. Hopefully it'll be like more like Arkham Asylum and less like Arkham City. But yeah.
I like Arkham City.
Arkham City's good, yeah. It's just, that campaign is just not good. Like, it's just not good.
I think that game had a really, really strong ending.
It did, yeah. The ending was good. And I quite like the beginning. I thought the beginning was cool. People were less than kind to the beginning. But yeah, I thought it started off really cool. And it had great ideas. Like, if this is Arkham Knight, this one's called, I think, I want to say. If this one is actually open world, and they have the, because like the only real downside to Arkham City was that, you know, it had all this open world mechanics in there, like they really made the movement like awesome to get around, but there was just nothing to do, like except beat up a random group of dudes, like there was nothing to do in the open world. Like, if they could actually make that game, you know, open world in a beneficial way, then it'd be awesome. I just think Arkham Asylum, I just think has an amazing like premise, and I just think it executes it so much better. The idea of just like Batman trapped in a prison full of fucking lunatics is great. Like, Batman in a city, like free roaming, and like is kind of, you know, bit harder to do, I guess, bit harder to sell. But I'm sure it'll be good. I still haven't got around to playing Arkham Origins yet because my copy didn't work. So yeah, and I don't really want to play the console version, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Who knows? But yeah, hopefully I can play that at some point. But I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Apparently you can drive the Batmobile around.
Don't want to do that.
Can you run people over?
No, because
that doesn't seem like a Batman-y thing.
Yeah,
that's
why I don't want to drive the Batmobile, because you won't be able to run people over in it.
Well, fuck this then.
Because he's all like, no, I don't want to kill people. I just want to beat people half to death and leave them, you know.
Pretty sure there's probably a GTA 4 mod where you can drive
probably
the Batmobile and also look like the Batman. So.
Yeah, there probably is, but I don't know. It'll probably be very, very good, but I just hope it, you know, really makes use of the open world stuff, because I think that's just what really let Arkham City down. The collectible stuff just got way fucking out of hand, and you unlock like the best part of that game through the collectibles. So hopefully they don't do that again. But I just want to say I love the bat armor in that game. It's like I'm pretty certain it's the Injustice armor, and I think that is one of, if not my favorite bat suits ever. And that's because it just looks like, it just looks so fucking cool. Like, it looks like really, it just looks like real armor he's wearing. Like, it just looks sick. I love that one. So, but they'll probably come with like a fucking dozen pre-order fucking costumes and all that bullshit. So, isn't it kind of a foregone conclusion that, especially with the Batman games, just wait for the Game of the Year edition?
Mm.
Like, there's virtually, unless you are like, you know, super, super into those games, but just wait for the Game of the Year edition that will come with all the DLC and all the bullshit. Because you know it's going to happen.
I'm interested to see what that's like, because I've got no interest at all in playing Origins, but
a new
Rocksteady one.
Didn't that have multiplayer, Origins? Didn't it have some kind of multiplayer?
Yeah, it had multiplayer. Which apparently wasn't terrible, but...
Well, it probably wasn't, but it probably wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Which is not a knock on it, but... I know Rocksteady, and I don't know if this one will have multiplayer, because they... not necessarily a statement, but they commented on multiplayer for Arkham City and said something to the effect of, like, we don't want to do it because we want to put everything in, like, we want to give the single player 110%, not give, you know, single player 80%, multiplayer 20% or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't expect multiplayer from that. I mean, unless it was co-op, like, someone could play as, like, Robin or something.
How about everyone's just a Batman with a different skin?
You're all Batman. Everyone is Batman.
So it's like the start of The Dark Knight Rises.
They just need Martian Batman and Communist Batman, and then we can have Batman.
Wasn't that the thing? Wasn't that Gotham City Imposters?
Oh,
and Communist Batman.
Yeah, that was Gotham City.
Everyone was like a fake version of like fake Batman or the Joker or something.
Yeah.
I'm the real fake Batman.
Okay.
Who would win, Batman or Batman?
I'm the fake real Batman.
I think Batman's got this.
That's actually they address that in Injustice. Batman fights Batman, and guess who wins?
Batman
fights Batman. I don't want to get
anywhere. Does he have a different costume at least?
Yeah, the whole thing with Injustice is like it's a parallel universe, so like the other universe Batman comes into, you know, Batman's universe and he's like, yo, I'm Batman.
I bet real Batman wins.
And Batman wins. Yeah.
All right.
So Batman even beats Batman. He beats everybody.
Have you checked?
It's a good matchup.
Okay.
They're in the same tier.
Right, Brad, I'm gonna hand over to you again.
Yes, you are.
Because I want to talk a bit about Twitch Plays Pokemon.
So after our amazing discussion last week that lasted all of 5 seconds, did you go and watch any Twitch Plays Pokemon?
No.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Joe, you back me up.
I didn't watch any of it.
Fuck's sake, guys.
Not out of...
You had one job.
Yeah. I don't know. That doesn't strike me as a game that I'd want to watch. Ever. That doesn't strike me as a spectator game. But I'm interested to hear about it, because apparently Twitch, like, imploded. And every single, like, fighting game stream, it was like, yo, like, Twitch Plays Pokemon is killing our numbers. Fuck that game. There was, like, loads of people in the stream chat bitching about it. It was kind of funny.
It's kind of crazy. It blew up, like, probably bigger than anything has ever done on Twitch, like, ever. Like, it would bottom out at, like, at least 40,000 viewers at any point during the stream, which is crazy. And, like, it topped out at near 150,000 at one point, I think. But yeah,
I don't remember how many Evo gets. I think Evo gets like 50 or 60 sometimes when like the like Marvel's on or something.
Yeah,
so, that's, and that's like a world tournament. That's a world championship of like everybody that cares about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's pretty. I mean, it's pretty
League
crazy.
Of Legends regularly hits the, you know, 100,000 numbers, but that's because it's League of Legends. But Twitch based Pokemon has been awesome. I mean, I talked a lot about it last week, and I don't want to repeat too much of what I've said, but I mean, it was just kind of like a reality TV show without the douchebags, because like I could wake up in the morning and things would have happened overnight, like drama and stupid shit that people cared about, like the whole internet cared about, so you know, the stuff you can relate to. And the thing that made it better was a lot of my friends at university were into it as well. Like, you would walk through our computing labs and like half of the monitors would be on Twitch Plays Pokemon instead of work, which was pretty awesome. and just people just generally being into it made it pretty sweet. But yeah, they somehow, after 16 days, managed to beat the Pokemans. They became the champion. And unfortunately, I missed the end of it. It like finished about 45 minutes before I woke up on Saturday, which was kind of shit. But I know at the end about 90,000 people, I think, managed to catch the end of it. And it was pretty cray-cray. I watched a few of their runs of the Elite Four, and I even went back and watched an archive of the final one where they finally beat it. Yeah, it's been cool seeing the whole internet go crazy over it. And now, of course, they've started up Pokemon Crystal, changed up a few things, and it still seems to be doing all right. I mean, like, I'm watching it now. There's 50,000 people still watching, still watching them play Pokemon. It's not going away just yet. It's dropped a bit, but not as much as I'd anticipated.
Yeah.
I felt like it was going to fall off a cliff once they finally beat Pokemon Red. But
It's funny, like, you'd think the internet would be one of the like the quickest things to pick something up, have it go really popular, then just drop it. But like,
yeah,
there are a lot of things that are still like hanging around and doing pretty well from like that you would think would have died by now.
Is that true?
Probably the reason like a lot of memes get tired after about like a week is just because there are so many people, and then they like don't die for like.
Yeah,
it's far too long. It's like 10 years you're seeing the same memes. It's just, it's crazy.
Indeed it is.
So like what's actually like changed between the old version and the new version?
It's been a lot of like really incremental updates. So like there's constantly like every so often the guy running the stream will temporarily pause the game, put up a like, you know, Twitch plays Pokemon will resume soon message, and then it will come back and there may be no obvious visible change immediately, and then people realize things have changed. So like, it's really simple stuff. Like obviously you heard about the Democracy and Anarchy stuff, which I think I explained last week, the difference between the two modes. Anarchy being where it just takes all the inputs and puts them into the emulator as soon as it receives them, and that results in a lot of inputs being either dropped or you know, just making the game kind of chaotic. And then there's the Democracy mode, where there's about a 30-second voting period, and then it inputs the most popular command, which they've been using to get through a lot of the tougher areas. Like, they just used it to get to the fifth gym leader, I think, in Pokemon Crystal, because the getting through the gym is kind of fucked, because there's an invisible pattern of tiles that you have to walk on the floor, otherwise you can't actually get there. But is it other things like he changed the stream to add a thing that shows the current minutes past the hour in UTC so that people can work out, minutes and seconds, so people can work out their current Twitch delay. So if I look at it now, I can see that I am about 30 seconds delayed. So like the stream's 30 seconds behind my current time zone. So that's been like kind of like a useful feature they've added. But generally, like, it hasn't actually changed really. At all. Since we moved to Crystal, all that he's changed is the layout changed a bit near the end of Pokemon Red, for like the way it's laid out on stream. But he just added, now it goes into democracy mode on the hour every hour, regardless of whether people want it to. Whereas before it was kind of voted in and they had that bar that would swing to the left or right depending on what people chose. Now it's every hour on the hour, it goes straight into democracy. And then if people don't want democracy, they can just say anarchy. And like, if that vote wins the round, it just goes away. So yeah, that's Twitch plays Pokemon. I'm interested to see how long it will remain popular for. I think Crystal will do pretty well, but I don't even know if the streamer will go past that. Like, people didn't even think he would start Crystal, to be honest, after they beat Red. But the cool thing about Crystal is at the end of the game, you fight Red from the first game, and people have already created mods of the game. It's not very hard to do. I did it myself, where they've modded in the final team that they had at the end of Pokemon Red to be that battle. Yeah. But I really want to see it. Someone go all the way and change it so that the nicknames are put in. I don't have to do that myself, but it'd be awesome if they had all their original nicknames, And even further, people have talked about adding additional Pokemon to the Pokedex that have like the same stats, but different images, different art. So like Venomoth, for example, there's a really cool, in like the style of the sprites of the game, image of it with wheels, because the Venomoth was called ATV, and it was nicknamed also in Venomoth. So there's a nice little sprite of it with wheels instead of arms and legs, which would be pretty sweet if it ended up in the game for that final fight.
Yeah, Twitch Plays Pokemon is
crazy.
It's crazy, bizarre, but really interesting. Does anyone else have any other news? Because I'm struggling to think of anything.
I'm done.
No.
Yeah.
There is a shocking lack of news.
Yeah. When's E3? Like June, July? Because like seriously, that's
save us E3.
New consoles came out, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Wait, are there new consoles coming out this year?
Probably.
Yes, the Ouya 2 is coming out.
Oh, fuck off.
There's nothing going on. Titanfall comes out next week, I think. Or this week. Next week. Something like that. Dark Souls 2 is out soon.
Have you seen the rumoured PC date on that?
No, is it a long time?
It's about a month and 2 weeks after console version.
I really don't want to play that on console, especially having just bought a new PC.
Like, I really, 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 really want the PC version, but if that date is true, that's like 2 days before my exams start, which is going to be interesting.
I don't want to miss out on the whole, like, the community aspect of it by waiting a month, but I mean, if there's enough people waiting for it on PC, then maybe it won't matter.
There'll
still
be the PC community.
Yeah, it just sucks that that couldn't have came out pretty close or on the same day. Like,
I'm not that fussed about. I really enjoyed my time with Dark Souls, and I played it way after it came out. I don't think.
I really enjoyed Dark Souls, and even playing Demon Souls like recently. Like,
it's not that hard to like ignore stuff.
Yeah, totally. I think it would be interesting to play those. It would be interesting to play like one of those games without the sort of lifeline of being able to like look stuff up. I mean, I suppose actually they've sort of fucked that up by giving a bunch of like Dark Souls community dudes like early copies of the games.
Oh, right.
Which I think is a really bad move because those games are all about not knowing what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
And like sort of. I don't know. That seems like a really weird move. My YouTube subscription feed is just filled with videos about Dark Souls 2. Because I follow that Vati Vidi guy, who's a pretty cool Dark Souls dude. But he, I think, must have been given early access to that game because it's like he posts like a video a day about Dark Souls 2 and like all the crazy shit in that game, and it's. I almost unsubscribed because like some of his like video titles are a bit spoilery. Maybe I will just wait. Because I know for a fact if I start that game, it'll probably destroy my life. So get some games in before that actually comes out. Probably a good idea. So that's it for this week. You can email us at themightyelectronicbox@gmail.com or follow us and ask us stupid shit on Twitter at TMEBpodcast. We'll be back next week with loads of news.
Hopefully.
That was a lie. There's going to be no news. The news is going to be like Titanfall is out or some bullshit.
Interesting to see how that does.
Terribly. I'd imagine
very, very well. Yeah. Especially with that bundle thing. I guess that I can't remember whether that was last week or this week.
We didn't mention it regardless. So
yeah. A bundle got announced with a pretty significant price cut.
It's like £30, but
well, significant enough to have people talking
considering
about it,
you get a free Titanfall with
it. Yeah, pretty much.
It's up to more like 70. Yeah.
So yeah, but it's like a Titanfall Xbox One bundle, which seemed decent, and like I was almost considering buying one, but no, fuck that. If I play Titanfall, it'll be on the PC probably, but yeah. I probably won't play it because I don't know. I really am not interested in it at all.
Me neither.
I don't want to shoot dudes.
I want to shoot dudes, but I don't want to shoot dudes in the way that game lets you shoot dudes.
Yeah.
Hey, you should join the armor side.
I want it. Yeah, well, I probably will buy armor at some point. I'm already halfway there with DayZ, so I may as well just go the full whack and buy that crazy piece of shit. So next week, hopefully I've played every game in my Steam library and I'll report back. Say bye, Joe.
Bye, everybody.
Say bye, Brad.
Bye.
Goodbye.